For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Just over 43 million Americans experience a mental illness in a given year. This number, according to USC psychiatrist Dr. Meera Narasimhan, includes millions of cases of depression and anxiety disorder and nearly 6 million Alzheimer's cases. Narasimhan said many stress-related mental illnesses are on the rise because of the circumstances of modern life.
So when you look at stressful situations that people are put into, whether it's wars, kind of day-to-day stressors that they deal with, unemployment, you know, divorces, other kinds of stresses that they have to deal with, that in addition to a predilection for mental illness, that results in them eventually manifesting an illness, a mental illness.
In South Carolina, the Department of Mental Health treats about 100,000 patients a year, in addition to about 50,000 treated in other agencies. DMH Director John McGill said the state of mental health in South Carolina is good overall, but there are obstacles. He named one of the worst contributors to mental illness.
I think the influence of alcohol and drugs, the misuse of psychoactive chemicals, is actually one of the most destructive forces in society that we face. And if we don't develop more cogent strategies that effectively mitigate that unbridled use, we're going to have generations of people reared whose life coping skills are somewhat compromised.
A more practical factor can limit DMH's ability to help more patients, said Department Deputy Director Mark Binkley.
Like all healthcare providers, we're in a finite labor market. And as a state healthcare provider, we're almost continually challenged by being able to fill all of our positions, all of our nursing positions, physician positions, and counselor positions.
McGill said despite these limitations, the department used technology to treat thousands of patients across the state.
We have one of the largest telepsychiatry systems in America. We have completed 84,000 treatments through our telepsychiatry system. So we're actually one of the national leaders in providing telepsychiatry. We're also one of the national leaders in school-based mental health.
Where once mental health services were centralized in Columbia, Binkley said now state-operated mental health centers can be found across the state.
And that's a big advantage in terms of being able to deliver services in a smooth way. We have four hospitals. We also operate mental health centers in all 46 counties. There are 17 mental health centers, but they have satellite clinics so that every county is covered.
Narasimhan said one of the biggest goals of mental health practitioners is to erase the stigma attached to mental illness.
Just like, you know, when we talk about diabetes or when we talk about heart disease, there is no stigma associated with it. It needs to be classified as brain disorder. That in itself destigmatizes mental illnesses. The more we come out and talk about it, this in turn results in improving the overall health.
McGill said to help even more people in the future, mental health professionals need to get care even closer to where it's needed.
And does that mean traditional mental health providers have to work more closely with law enforcement? Yes. With large general hospital ERs? Yes. More with the school system? Yes.
Narasimhan agreed with the concept of many groups joining forces. She said Helen Keller's advice, alone we can do little, together we can do much, applies very much to addressing the state's mental health challenges. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.